Louise Collins is from Tralee. Her son Daniel, now aged 15, has had 3 scoliosis operations this summer in June and July. Louise was talking to us on the programme previously and said Daniel was listed for surgery in February of 2024, but because of the delays, he had to have 3 procedures instead of 1. And we're talking about this in the context of Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the Minister for Health, is meeting with CHI this week to discuss scoliosis surgery. Louise, good morning to you and thanks for taking time to talk to us on the programme. First of all, I know Daniel morning. Is still recovering from the intense procedures. Yes. How is my first question.
He's doing good. He's nearly there. It was a slow process. He's had a very long summer. As you said, 3 surgeries. The wound isn't quite closed yet. So we've nurses coming 3 times a week to change the dressing, but he's getting there.
Okay, well, thankfully, I know it's been a very tough road. He's had to be very strong through it all, I'd imagine.
He has. He's put up with a lot now, in fairness. We were 5 weeks in Crumlin over the summer. 3 times we told him he was going home and 3 times we had to tell him the situation changed and he needed another surgery. So he's doing great, though. He's very upbeat about it. He's just looking forward to going back to school now.
Yeah. And have the operations significantly addressed the curvature and all that? Are you happy with how that side of it is?
Oh, God, yeah. Now, we're not happy he took 3 surgeries, but
yes.
It's brilliant. He went from about 110 curve to 17, which would be quite normal, what any person walking around would have. They got a great result, they did. Once you get into the hospital, the service is brilliant. The nurses and doctors are brilliant in there. It's just trying to get in there.
Yeah, and how are you viewing that element of it, Louise, now having gone through the surgeries? Part of the delay, as I outlined there, from that surgery in February, it meant he had to have a number of procedures instead of just what you were hoping for would be 1.
Yeah. In February, we were told it was only going to be 1, February 24. And, you know, we were quite shocked when we did find out that it was going to be 2. Now the 3rd surgery was his wound reopened, so he had to go back in again. Like, it's the time delays are causing the extra surgeries. The time delays are causing children to be months, years in pain. You know, it needs to be worked on quicker. Action needs to be taken quicker. It's the children who are suffering while all the politics is going on about, you know, the delays and investigations, and it's the children that need to be put first.
And you don't think that is happening, Louise?
No, God, it's not. There's too many investigations and, you know, there's nearly 300 children now waiting. And we just feel so awful for all the other children waiting. You know, because we made a fuss and we did campaign for a year and a half, Daniel got somewhere, but there's almost 300 children in, and some of them in severe pain, in agony, daily, waiting for surgery. And they're on waiting lists, and that's all they're told. You're on a waiting list. Keep waiting. But our fear was that he'd be left too long on a waiting list and he wouldn't be able for surgery.
Louise, do you think that, and this has come up in the last while, particularly in relation to 9-year-old Harvey Morrison, when he passed away, and the campaign and his family have done the justice for Harvey. There have been calls for Simon Harris, the now Taoiseach, to resign because of the pledge he made in 2017 that no child would wait more than 4 months for surgery. However, despite some improvements, the target has yet to be met. Do you feel he should resign?
I do feel he should resign. If it was anybody else, if any other business made you a promise and said they were going to do something and didn't follow through, there'd be consequences. There is no consequences. There's no accountability. You know, you can make all the promises you want to get elected, but unless you follow through on those, and it's nowhere near 4 months what they're talking about. As we know, it was 2 years before Daniel had his surgery, and he was, you know, he had rapid declining scoliosis. there are a lot of children, especially the special needs children, they are being overlooked. You know, they're being left on waiting lists when, no, I do think he should resign. He hasn't fulfilled his promises.
Okay. What do you make of what the current minister is saying, Louise? Kind of calling this, she said she's meeting Children's Health Ireland this week to further discuss scoliosis surgery. There's a new spinal surgeon in place since the 11th of August. He's already begun to work on surgeries that require two surgeons and will be developing her own list of patients for surgery. The HSC tried to recruit more than one new spinal surgeon but was unable to do so. And the health service needs to find more spinal surgeons to come and work in Ireland. That's a key part of the problem. She said it wasn't for her to put a timeline in place on when a child should have surgery, as this was a clinical decision. She said the issue is to ensure a clinical decision can be made at the right time with the right care at a time the child is well and when they have access to their surgery. Does that give you any confidence that things will be improved?
No. Well, employing a new surgeon, yes. But as for the timeline, no. Like, she can't say when a child needs care. We were told in February 24 that Daniel needed surgery urgently. Like, and to have to wait in more than a year after, that's not timely care. Scoliosis is a degenerative disease. It doesn't get better. It progresses, it gets worse. It needs action quickly. I don't think CHI are capable of, you know, all doing all the surgeries, organising it. It needs to be disbanded. It's not fit for purpose. We need an overhaul of all the services. And I think it needs to be handed back to the HSE, because CHI has no accountability. The HSE has. So I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't like to be on the waiting list now.
Yeah, especially if you're waiting to recruit and try and get a surgeon in to start working, through the amount of time that may take and all of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's only adding more weeks, months to a child waiting. You know, as we saw on the programme, there is children there now in agony, and that child did pass away in a lot of pain, unnecessary pain. When he should have had the scoliosis surgery years before. You know, we don't want more of those. We don't want more that to happen to more children.
Louise, what do you think a resignation of someone like Simon Harris would achieve, though? Would it make a difference, do you think? Would it get more surgeons? You know, I understand the frustration that's there, and it's real frustration, the real pain. But if someone like Simon Harris was to resign, how would that improve things, I guess, is my question.
I don't know. I suppose you'd say it might make the rest of the politicians think, don't make false promises. Only say you can do what you can do. You know, just to get in, just to get votes. They have to follow what they're saying. They have to follow up. I don't know. I suppose the parents feel that he should resign. All of the special needs parents feel he should resign, because he hasn't given us what we wanted. He hasn't given those children what they deserve, what they rightfully deserve under the Irish health system. So I do think, you know, an example needs to be made of someone.
And you think that might snap the system into a better response?
We'd hope so. You know, they're not finished campaigning yet for better services.
Yeah, and that's part of it, isn't it? Part of it is down to numbers, part of it is down to the difficulties in recruitment and retention within the HSE, and we're seeing this through lots of different areas, and that it's down to that. But part of it may be down to a lack of urgency, or it may be down to a situation whereby priorities may be elsewhere. There are a lot of demands on the system. It's more of a management thing rather than the money thing. As you mentioned that key phrase, you said once Daniel was in, the service was world class.
Yeah.
But it was getting that timeline.
Yeah, it's getting in. It's trying to get in there, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this question. And in fairness to Simon Harris, what about the issue of the pandemic that hit in the 2 years, really, that was lost? You couldn't foresee that in 2017, that would hit the health service and delay things.
I suppose that was 2020, though, you know. Then if that was the case, then they should have prioritised the complex kids. You know, they're still doing typical surgeries. They should have just had surgeons specifically for the complex kids. Complex children, like, it's more of a risk for them. It's actually life-threatening to get scoliosis. A typical child that isn't necessarily. You can brace, you can push, you know, braces on them or slow down the procedure. But they should have prioritised the children, I'd say.
Okay, that's your view on it. Louise, look, it's great that Daniel is improving and fingers crossed he will go back to a normal life and get back to school before too much longer. I know you've had lots of support from lots of people on this journey as well.
Yeah, and we want to thank everybody, yes, for getting us where we did get. And thank you as well. We're just delighted that it's over with, but the fight isn't over really for the rest of the children.
Yeah, that goes on. And I know you know a lot of the families personally from your campaigning on it.
And they can't be just left waiting.
Okay, all right, Louise, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for giving us your view and talking about that situation. That's Louise Collins from Tralee. Her son Daniel, now age 15, 3 operations this summer, still recovering from those, and hopefully that continues to go well for him. If you have a view on her view on the issue of resignations and the issue of, you know, would that make a difference, I'd love to hear your opinion on it.